Hello, and thank you for listening to the Skeptics in the Pub online podcast. This unedited audio is taken from Skepticamp 2024 and was recorded in front of a live audience in Manchester on the 18th of October 2024. A video of this, and many of the recordings hosted by Skeptics in the Pub online, are still available on our YouTube channel. We hope you enjoy this podcast, and if you would like to support what we do, you can join our Patreon. Find us at Patreon, Skeptics in the Pub, online.
I would like to introduce our next speaker, who is chair of the Hungarian Skeptics, and I think has been with them for a very, very, very long time. that came out worse than I intended it, so I do... sorry, Andrash, I apologise. So I'm going to introduce Andrash now, and I'm going to ask him never to look at my handwriting.
I won't, I promise. And there's another one that I wanted to make, but I cannot promise anything. I'm just going to try very hard not to be the angry Hungarian here. So I repress that in myself and not invoke the Hungarian government on this talk. So I'm pretty sure that most of us here very rarely use handwriting anymore, right? But when we do, when we actually do, we have a choice of doing two things. Either go with the block capitals, we can use that, and for better legibility. But we might end up with something that looks more like a comic book than something of a serious scripture. But if you're crazy enough to actually go with the cursive, then the next problem emerges, because we are pretty much out of practice at this point. So you probably have a handwriting that is as easy to decipher as hieroglyphs were before the finding of Rosetta Stone, right? Something like this. I don't know how legible that is. okay, so it is difficult, right? But I have bad news. I have very bad news. If you are really out of practice and you are showing your handwriting to a so-called expert, they will find that it's not only the lack of practice itself, but some kind of distortions to your personality that will show off in your actual handwriting. So... including if you don't dare use cursive and you choose to use block capitals, that means you have something to hide. Obviously, anyone who's active online knows that it's definitely not true, because if you use block capitals, that only means that you're shouting in writing. So that's completely different. But you might be saying that this is all bullshit. But it makes a lot of sense if you think about it. open your minds, people. So there is a field called graphology, and that translates into the theory of writing. And if you just think about it, it's all, yeah, what's wrong with us? That you can ask. But it's all actually based on neuroscience, because it's obvious that the specific areas of the cerebral cortex are responsible for the sensory and motor functions that are necessary for handwriting, right? That is pretty clear at this point. Research indicates that if you use handwriting instead of typing, that activates these cortical areas in a more complex way. So if you think of the expression that graphologists use very often, that handwriting is brain writing, that makes a whole lot of sense, right? It does. No matter that people have been making those connections with personality traits for at least 400 years. And I have to mention that the handwriting is brain writing notion, that has a little bit of legitimacy. For the next couple of things that I'm going to be listing as reasons. So first of all, it's mostly automatic movements. And that's the micro movements that are used in handwriting. Those are mostly controlled by the extrapyramidal system, but they can be affected by several environmental factors, circumstances that can have an effect on the outlook of the your writing, including tiredness, the aforementioned lack of practice, mental state, etc., etc. And that eventually comes down to minor changes in relatively constant writing style. Speaking of which, that is a field that is called graphonomy, and that is basically the forensic analysis of different documents and their comparison to known handwriting samples to identify them as whether they actually belong to the person who claims to be the author of that handwriting, or someone else claims that. So that is more or less legitimate. I'm not saying that is completely well established, but it is frequently used in those circumstances. And another legitimate thing is to use it as a diagnostic control, so as a diagnostic tool, because something might be wrong with the brain from an actual physical point of view, and that could have a serious effect on those cerebral areas, the cortical areas, and as a result, will change your handwriting, right? And that is frequently used in diagnosing things like Parkinson's disease, or it could be used for determination of whether someone has gone through a stroke or something. So those are legitimate uses of the analysis of handwriting. However, as usual, legitimate uses can easily slip into something that doesn't make much sense. And when it comes to the different states of mind that can show in your handwriting and different personality traits and psychological symptoms to be determined through that, that is a completely different cup of tea. So the big question mark belongs to that area, obviously. So are you a well-rounded person, or you are an introvert who uses narrow letters in their handwriting? Or if you're afraid to commit, then you might apply a little bit less pressure on the writing tool, resulting in different in heavy, light, or moderate scripture. And according to experts, letters who are slanting left mean that the author is looking back into the into the past, and the upright script that means that you are a person of the present and you are standing upright. So that is pretty obvious, isn't it? You would deduce that from anything that you see written down. And don't get me started on the T-bars. Are you one of those people who crosses the T with a very long line, or the long T bar, can really indicate that you are a firm person. You are very determined, and your goals are very clear. And there are other things that we can analyze, obviously, going back to this script. The ends. Look at the ends. Those, if they are wavy like this is, I have to mention that I can neither confirm nor deny that this scripture belongs to me. Okay, so I can't. If it's a wavy line, that symbolizes, and I have to read it up, adaptability within the bounds of solid conventional habits. And these claims that I'm making here, these are all from actual claims by so-called experts. What else is there? We can also use the D's. And a small loop in the letter D suggests that the writer is more reserved and may have a tendency to keep their emotions to themselves. A larger loop would suggest that the writer is more expressive, outgoing, and enjoys socializing with others. So this definitely is in mind. and that the M's are also there to be analyzed. A wavy M denotes adaptability. A thread-like M denotes indecision and confusion. So imagine someone applying for a job and having to go through that kind of analysis, that their handwriting is being put to the test and their personality traits are determined through that, and the decision whether they are hired is based on that. That is outrageous. So luckily, I can write in different styles. So let's get back to that adaptability trait of mine. So we need to determine from with the scientific tools. And since 1976, there have been lots of studies, examinations carried out to determine the validity of graphology. And unfortunately, the results are far from convincing. There are lots of bottom statements, cold reading techniques, and the complete lack of standards. So we can establish that it is not based on science. It's not supported by science. It's technically nothing more than cold reading, very akin to astrology and things like that. So either people have changed so much or handwriting is not a reliable indicator of any personality traits. So corporations, you should not use that. And I wanted to do that. Thank you.
Thank you. Ah, can you hear me? Thank you very much, Andras. I really enjoyed that. And I'm not really sure about this first question, so I think you need to think very carefully before you answer it. Doctors are notorious for having bad handwriting.
Okay.
What do you think this says about the personality of doctors? Be careful.
Nothing.
I love you. Moving on to another question. Handedness is a question from... Sorry, that was Skeptical Gumby asked the last question. This question is from Evan, who says, handedness, left-right brain dominance, which affects personality. Has this been debunked as BS yet? Lefty asking.
The left-right dominance has pretty much been debunked. I mean, there are specific areas that belong to a different side of the brain, but that doesn't necessarily mean that it has a massive effect on the personality. So that is pretty much. So it's a mixture of things, but it's pretty much debunked. When it comes to left-handedness, one thing can be definitely said about the analysis of left-handed writing, that it's much more difficult to read because of it being all smashy and stuff. As anyone who's a left-handed person, right, trying to write with their hands can basically confirm.
And a question from our favourite anonymous: are there any handwriting coaches? If not, why not?
Actually, that is a thing. That seems to be a thing that handwriting coaches, there is such a thing as well. But the other thing, much more interesting from a skeptical point of view, is therapy. That there is handwriting therapy that claims that through changing your handwriting, you can actually deal with your psychological issues. Instead of actually dealing with them, you just try to dissolve them through a writing. Yeah, right. Thank you.
I think are we out of time?
One more.
Okay, which one did you want to go with? Here we go. What do you think will happen to graphology as less and less of us ever use handwriting?
That's an interesting question. We can analyze old documents, basically, but what good thing might come from not using handwriting and typing instead is that graphology is bound to completely disappear because of that. I'm sure it won't, but it will be much less relevant in the future, and I'm very happy about that.
Right. Well, thank you. Yeah, thank you very much indeed, Andras.
That was the Skeptics in the Pub online podcast.
For more sceptical content, including information about future talks, please like us on Facebook, follow at SITP on Twitter, or head to our website at sitp.online, where you'll also find a link to all the ways you can get in touch with us, including our Discord server. Music in this episode was provided by Thula Bora and used with permission. Until next time, thanks for listening.